My name is Fatima Akila Hansir Rizvi. I was born in Sri Lanka. I grew up there. I lived there until I was 17 years old. As soon as I turned 17, we came to Canada. I'm the last in the family. I have two older sisters, and they also, majority of them, I mean, we lived our life most of the time in Sri Lanka. And then my older sister moved to Australia before we came here. My childhood, I was the last in the family, like I said, and I was very spoiled, and we lived a really good life there. We lived in a pretty big house, had everything, like had servants, everything. And when we came, we lived in Jones Avenue, that's Danforth and Jones. We lived there for about 6 months, and then straight after that, we moved to Regent Park. I was a straight A student since grade 10. Like, when I came here, I was in grade 10. Graduated with honors, and I was in the school soccer team. I was in a lot of other school activities because I didn't have no friends at the beginning. I had to like make them and everything. So I had a lot of free time. I spent it on good extracurricular activities. First summer we came to Regent Park. My first job ever in my entire life was at Focus. It was a lot of fun. I learned a lot. It was a youth-based program. Instead of me working with adults or anything like that, it was easier. It was an easier translation from, like, transaction from. We came here mainly because of the war. There's a civil war going on in Sri Lanka for more than 14, 15 years. Almost 17 years, something like that. Like, there have been bomb threats in schools, and one or twice I think we had to evacuate our schools. And our schools are from the school that we went to, called St. Paul's Milagiriya. It's from kindergarten to grade 12. So it's a huge, huge schools with about 15 to 20 buildings. Like, there are also like 4-5 story buildings. So when you evacuate so many people twice, three times, then you realize it's really dangerous to live there. And then my dad decided to bring us here. Like, otherwise it's a beautiful country, it's a very nice country. Because of the war, it's just ruined. After I graduated from Eastern Commerce, I went to George Brown College and I took hotel management. Between that time, after that, I got married and I have a baby now. Compared to living where I used to live before, Jones, if it's not a residential kind of area, it was more, because it's Danforth, it's close to stores and all these stuff. It was pretty boring. It was nice there, the house was nice, but it was pretty boring. Here, when you get out, you can, like, you have neighbors and you have places to go in the community, do stuff, and everything is close by, especially it's downtown. But I actually love Regent Park. I hope after the revitalization, we'll come back, and we'll come back to a house. Not an apartment. I don't like apartments. I like houses. Most of the time, if you see the news, I don't know whether I'm the only one who's realizing this, that all these quiet areas have more trouble, more murders going on than busy areas. Like, I think Regent Park is pretty busy. Anytime you get out, you see a lot of people walking around, especially in summertime. Or even winter, you still see people, like, you don't feel scared, like, you don't feel you're alone. So I feel more safe living in Regent Park than anywhere else. I collect soft toys. My favorite soft toy is Scooby-Doo. I have a humongous collection, which is right now in the basement because I don't have space in my room because of the baby. I have from the bath towels, from the curtains, from the bed sheets, bedspreads, everything. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Scooby-Doo. I'm still not fully grown up. Yeah, and I love animals. I have cats. I'm not going to tell how many. I love animals. No matter how, like, what they are, I love them. Like, right now I have a shed at the back to take care of the animals who are stray. So they come and I give them the same cat food I give my cats. They come and live there, and I bought the shed actually. I bought the shed from Home Hardware, and they live there and take care of them outside. And then I have a bunch of cats inside too. So I would like to say that a lot of people have stereotyped Regent Park, and I wish they come and lived here and they'll realize it's a really nice place. It's just that long time ago, when we came, that was 8 years ago, people told us 10 years ago, so like more than 18 years ago now, things used to be rough and not that pleasant to live around, but it's improved very much compared to what I heard from those days. So yeah. I hope they don't still stereotype Regent Park, because it's way advanced now, much better, and they come and give us a chance. Instead of, as soon as you tell them that you're from Regent Park, instead of looking at you up and down and going, oh, you're from that dump, or you're a drug dealer's son or daughter, like, you know what I mean? I hope they don't do that and just give us a good chance, because there are a lot of smart, educated, good, kind-hearted, helpful people in Regent Park. And I love Regent Park.